I'm here with Tim Braden at Timothy Taylor Gallery to talk about your installation and work here. First of all, I'd like to talk about the way that you look at branding and the way that you think about your work and also the medium you're working, because we've got architectural models and, of course, works on canvas and works on paper as well.
I was actually inspired by pins from Antwerp, which I bought in like an old antique market, and I think they were sort of trader's pins. It's the idea of lack of specificity.
While we're sitting here, there's also a model in front of us, a kind of panopticon. The whole installation here is on a kind of amazing old table with kind of rust and blue, and looks like something you found. I don't know, maybe you made it.
It was a found object, actually, which is, it kind of helps the sculpture in the sense that it's from the same era as it, so it's from the 1930s. And the idea of the sculpture is a kind of utopian factory type object. It's part of a series of really of sculptures and models that I built, usually for making films. I made about three or four films last year, which were large model sets and then Super 8 stop animations moving through them with backdrops and things. And I always made up these structures in a kind of similar way to making paintings from your head. It's a way of just kind of getting around the whole structure of something. So, for example, the Jozo piece links up to the painting behind it, which has a logo which just comes from a pin that I found. And that little tiny object acts as a kind of trigger for making this object.
Also, with your models, where do you get your inspiration from architecturally?
Normally kind of an amalgamation of four or five different buildings, or it could be completely from my head, but of course I look at a lot of architecture and travel around. I spend a lot of time in the Czech Republic and travelling around former Soviet states and looking at the architecture from there, from sort of a particular era, mostly from the 1930s, and also from reading novels from the same place. So often I find a novel and actually go to the country and read it in a particular sort of environment and get inspired by images in there.
Also, something about the models, they're not pristine. They look kind of quite rough-hewn. That's not quite the right word. But how would you describe the actual process of making them?
Well, it's kind of linked to the idea of toys. And it's really kind of an investigation into that process that when you're a child, you can just sit on the floor and just happily assemble things and make huge jumps of scale. You know, you can sit and play with certain objects and immediately, you know, you can imagine yourself inside them with the kind of paintings and the models and the way that I install them. I try and make the scales not necessarily the most logical jump. So, say, a head might be on a large scale, but then a large factory will actually be smaller than that. But, of course, you know, your mind's perfectly sophisticated and can make these jumps. It makes the process explicit as much as possible. The roughness of that, it's just to get that kind of idea of these things have been played with. They're not sort of fragile objects. They're kind of rough, and to make that kind of association, I guess.